buying strategies. Just like the other strategies, remember to elicit the way people have their buying strategies. Now, the buying strategies often have multiple components. The components being, firstly, motivation, what motivates someone to go towards buying something. Okay, now they move towards buying something, maybe because they have to move towards it or maybe because they're moving away, but they have the motivation strategy in place. Now, once they have the motivation strategy and the opportunity to buy is presented, they need to make a decision. So they run the decision strategy, investigating, selecting from the available options, making a decision. Now, once they're making a decision, they need to convince themselves. Not always. It can be done really quick. The convince the strategy could be short and simple, Visa or MasterCard. The convince the strategy could be long. So these are the three main components: the motivation strategy, decision strategy, convincer strategy. Sometimes people will add the reassurance strategy, which is like, how do you know afterwards that you've bought a good product? How do you reassure yourself when you're going home that you made the right decision? And some people don't have this strategy in place. Some people will buy things and later on they get home and they're like, oh shit, there I go again. It could be that the reassurance strategy isn't in place, or it could simply be that they made a bad decision. It could be their convincer strategy needing adjusting. So take note: buying strategy, motivation strategy, decision strategy, convincer strategy, and perhaps a reassurance strategy all combined for the buying strategy. A simple way you can have a little practice with this buying strategy and a simplified model is you can go with your friend to the shop to go buy something. Simple. Could be groceries, could be clothes, and you can ask them, how do you decide to buy that? Or tell me, walk me through the process of how you buy clothes. I remember doing this countless times, and sometimes people would tell me, oh, I have a need, or, you know, I want to buy something, so I can tell that's the motivation strategy there. I could go deeper into that if I wanted to. Or I could say, okay, what's the next step? Oh, well, I go to the shopping center, and I go to my favorite clothing stores. Okay, great. So we're still getting a bit of the motivation towards the decision strategy. So let's say you get to the store. Now what happens next? Oh, I go up and I look at all the clothes. Okay, look. So you see there's a visual. I look at all the clothes and then I guess I pick a couple out and I go and try them on. Okay, what's the most important thing when you try them on? Well, then what do you do when you try them on? I look in the mirror and I look at myself. And some people will say, I try them on and I get a feel. Okay, or some people will say, I want to talk to the staff that are there and hear their feedback. And I really like shopping with my friend, you know, so we can talk about what we're deciding. And some people just want to get it on, look in the mirror, and then they get the feedback from the other people that work there or their friends. Now, the feedback from their friends could be part of the convincer strategy. Okay, so you can hear in here, we've got the motivation, decision, and a bit of a convincer strategy. So how do they convince themselves if it's right? Does it look good, feel good? Do they need the words confirmation? Is it just once? Do they need their friend, or do they need to say to themselves a number of times in the mirror, this is the right thing for me? Do they say this is the right thing for me? Or do they look in the mirror and just get a strong feeling? A whole variety of possibilities there. So you can see it can actually be fun and really interesting discovering someone's buying strategy for clothes. And you could just as easily and interestingly discover if they use similar or different buying strategies when it comes to getting their weekly groceries or investing in a bigger program or perhaps a property.